This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was little and I would watch Tom and Jerry or these cartoons or shows where all of a sudden there would be a mouse or a rat and you would hear the mom scream, and jump on a chair and grab a broom. And I would be like, you know, asking my mom, I've never seen you do that. And really, it's just Jerry. It's a little mouse. It's no big deal. And my mom said, well, they carry disease. You never want to touch one. They carry disease. And I go, but would you really jump on a chair? She's like, no. But I'd get the hell out of there. I don't want to be anywhere near a rat. And so the more we learn about what these little critters could carry, the scarier it is. Well, remember a couple years ago, somebody died in New York City because of rat. He was exposed to leptospirosis from rat pee-pee. Well, People Magazine and CBS News and multiple outlets are talking about this causing rise in cases in New York City, and they're saying it is a real problem. Now, New York City has been having a lot of rat issues. Issues with rats. I don't know if it's because some of the certain sanitation departments are understaffed, so they're not able to get rid of the garbage as quickly. Interestingly, in my neck of the woods, I'm in Southern Nevada, garbage pickup day is only once a week. I mean, I remember years ago it was twice a week. Your garbage would be picked up twice a week. Now it's only once a week. And so if you have a lot of trash, it's piling up. And mice and mouses and rats, they're hungry. And they go into the garbage. And so, yeah, also it could be, you know, different changes and flooding and who knows. But New York City has been battling a rat problem. Mayor Eric Adams said this week that they are working to address the rise in leptospirosis. Mayor Adams says, we realize that not only are rodents unsightly and can traumatize your day, but there are real health-related crises that are attached. They are attached to the issue of rats. It's a real problem. So you can get leptospirosis by getting water or soil contaminated by their pee into your nose, mouth, eyes, or through your skin. Leptospirosis can cause multi-organ failure. Now, they say for a decade, New York City had averaged only 3 cases a year, but that number has been climbing since 2020, with 24 cases last year, 6 cases so far in 2024, and we're only 4 months in. So according to People Magazine, part of the city's plan to handle the rat problem includes getting the plastic bags of trash off the sidewalk. They say we're running rats out of our town. You can't do this if you leave plastic bags on the street. That's what I tell residents. They said plastic bags mean rodents. Get the plastic bags off our streets. You will have a major dent in the rat mitigation problem. Okay, so I know they said plastic multiple times in this, but it's not plastics. Now, even though plastics have an issue when it comes to our environment, it's garbage. So sanitation needs to pick them up probably a little bit more often than they're doing. Now, if you don't have the bags outside in the garbage area, don't have them indoors because the rats will come indoors. Now, remember we spoke about how last year the city hired a rat czar? Her name is Kathleen Karate. She was hired to combat the rat population problem. Invested $3.5 million in rat control efforts. And Adams said, think about it. bringing on a rat czar. When people were mocking what we were doing, now we're understanding how forward-thinking we were. Well, yes, forward-thinking, but what's the rat czar doing? How do you get rid of rats? Well, maybe also we need something better than plastic bags for our garbage. Now, maybe we should have things in whole, like, you know how with shredding companies, you have to hire somebody to shred. Why don't you have shredders yourself at home? Why don't you have means? You know, I'm not trying to get all Back to the Future 2 here, but remember the doc had something on the car that they were using to fuel the car with the garbage? If we are able to either minimize our waste, compact it, do something, maybe that's what we need to start doing. I mean, we have to improve sanitation. We cannot allow trash buildup. You need to seal cracks or holes in your walls and floors because these rats are coming inside the house. Clean up shrubs and weeds that rodents hide in. Also, you know, maybe part of the reason why cases rose since 2020 is people are at home. I make so much more trash now than I did when I was working, you know, elsewhere. When you work on site, most of your day is spent there, so that's where your trash is. But if you're home, then you're making trash there. So, you know, maybe that's another reason why things are rising up. So just to real quickly review, symptoms, the leptospirosis could come in two phases. Flu-like symptoms could begin anywhere from a few days to a few weeks after exposure. You get fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, headache, diarrhea, myalgia, rash. Phase two can occur if illness has progressed to more severe form. You could get abdominal pain, jaundice, which is yellow skin and eyes, chest pain, shortness of breath, ankle swelling, dizziness. And then if the illness progresses, you could get liver, heart, respiratory, renal failure. You could even get meningitis, the lining of the brain and spinal cord get infected. All of these could be deadly. Fortunately, we could treat leptospirosis with antibiotics. It's a bacteria. So fortunately, it's the Leptospira bacteria that likes the urine of rats. And so we also will then try to preserve the organ, you know, hydrate it, sometimes steroids, things like that. So, you know, don't touch rat urine. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we knew this was coming, and I really feel bad. Colorado has been struggling a lot with migrants. Their hospital system, I think, had to be infused some emergency cash to keep the hospitals working and solvent. And it's because there's many individuals moving in that don't have money, don't have jobs, don't have sponsors. You know, in the Ellis Island days, you couldn't come to America unless you had family, a sponsor, a job. And that was tough. I mean, a lot of my family tried to escape Europe, tried to escape Russia, to come to America, turned down. It wasn't until the 60s when my family finally got a visa. Whoever was still left alive after the Holocaust, not much, but at least my grandparents and my father could come over and then meet my mom and have me. So I support us being open to refugees, open to individuals who want to come here and start a life, but it has to be methodical, it has to be consistent, it has to be fair, it has to be legal, and we have to make sure that America and cities are prepared. There's a limit to how many people get visas. There's a limit. And even for Brazil, you want to now visit Brazil, you have to have a visa. It is for them to control the numbers and to make sure that if there is going to be any use of their medical facilities or their housing facilities or shelters, they have enough. Well, Denver City Council has now approved to defund the police to use that money to help, pay for the migrant crisis. The police department could see $8.4 million in budget cuts. Mayor Mike Johnson said the city is going to allocate $90 million in order to house migrants. Now, that's a nice thing to do for the migrants. I don't want to see homeless people and homeless families. But how many more cities have to struggle and be financially buckling before our CEO, our boss, aka Joe Biden, does something? The Finance Committee determined that $41 million in cuts from multiple city departments is going to be needed to come up with this $90 million. The police department is going to be hit with $8.4 million in budget cuts. Sheriff's office could see $3.8 million cut. The fire department, as we are expecting a very unfortunate, robust wildfire season, are going to be losing $2.4 million. Now, Denver is a sanctuary city, which means they will not, if you're here illegally, they will not deport you. That is why individuals who are coming across the border and finding El Paso to be overwhelmed, Laredo, all these border towns, Yuma, Arizona, they're going to places up north or northern where they think they could then, you know, not fear getting deported. You could come to our sanctuary city and be as free as you want. Well, the only problem is you still need to work. You need to afford rent. Rent in Denver is not cheap. You need to pay for transportation. You know, we want to help people coming to this country. Trust me, you know, people fleeing Afghanistan, people fleeing Ukraine. That's why we have a refugee system in place. But this is anybody who wants to come here, and I don't blame them. America is the best country in the world. What do we do? How do we afford it? Now, I think I saw one of the news conferences that they said that all the police defunding budget cuts are going to affect is the hiring of new police, but they're not going to let go any current police. Now, you know, I've heard stores say, oh, yeah, when we're bringing in automation, we're not going to fire anybody. But we know that there's, you know, to come up with that kind of money, they're going to need to cut something. And so, you know, I understand being a daughter of an immigrant, I want us to help immigrants, but we got to limit the number until we know that these cities are good. If these cities have surpluses and say, hey, police, you're good, right? You don't need anything more from us. Fire, schools, you're all good. Is everybody good? Because we got some extra money. I'd like to do and help, you know, the cause. But when you already have police departments that are, you know, struggling, fire departments, schools, the schools are struggling. I don't know how good they are in Denver, but I'm seeing nationally these kids are struggling. Why? They're not paying their teachers enough. They're not recruiting enough. That's a problem. So they want to do shelter and housing, support services. This is, you know, how many Colorado residents could use that money? You know, meanwhile, when you look at the money that these cities are trying to struggle with, you have the federal government saying, you know what, you don't have to pay your student loans. Why not? If people pay their student loans, maybe we could use that money to help these cities out. No. We should write it off. What I say you do is go to the colleges. Ask the colleges to buy down the student loans or pay off the student loans. They're the ones that got the money. But taxpayers, they can only take so much. And, you know, I don't know how many millions of migrants have come into Denver, but we are hearing, you know, time and time again, residents are pretty fed up. And for a hospital to run properly, you need beds. Now, if somebody in Denver wants to go to the hospital, are they going to be guaranteed a bed with their name on it? Probably not. There were 40,000 arrivals in 2023 alone. The city has 710,000 people. 40,000 new people came into the city. So when cities plan, I'm no infrastructure expert, but when cities plan roads, when they plan construction, when they plan schools, they plan that based on population and population trends. The reason why everybody's struggling, the hospitals are struggling, the medical centers are struggling, schools are struggling, is because these are unprecedented amounts of people moving in, unprecedented amount of rises of population. And if you have an infrastructure for 710,000 and you're adding X amount percentage more, what do you do? If you're going to increase your population, you need to increase your police force. If you're going to have an increased population, you need to increase your firefighter force. You need to increase your first responders. You have to increase your schools. You don't cut. But they're trying to figure out what to do with the migrants. And when you go to your boss, I've been in departments. You have a department, and then you have a boss. And the boss checks in with the department heads. The department heads give report. This is what our department needs. You're the boss. Do something about it. Where's our boss? All right? You know, where's the money? Where's the housing? Now, fortunately, we're coming out a winner. So homeless individuals will hopefully not be out of the cold. But I don't know about the summers in Colorado, but the summers in Las Vegas are pretty damn hot. And we got to protect migrants from the heat. They can't be outside. And there's kids that have come. And then some people are suggesting to, or some, I guess, officials are telling people to go to Canada. City official Andres Carrera urged migrant families to move on, go to other sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago, said the lack of resources in Colorado were going to cause them to suffer. And, you know, to his credit, that's exactly what they need to do. You have to divert. If I am running an ER, which I have, maybe not per se as my job title, but ER was getting inundated, I had to recommend when the ambulance called in, I would have to recommend diversion. We're full. I don't want the patient you're telling me would have to wait. I need you to divert to another facility. That's what you do. And that's what's happening in Texas. Everybody's ripping on Greg Abbott, Governor Abbott. He's doing what he has to do. If there's no hospital beds, if there's no schools, if there's no housing or facility, you have to divert. It's almost malpractice or criminal to force people in the street. You have to say, look, you got to go somewhere. Sanctuary cities offer people a place to go where they're not going to be deported, and that's why they're being shunted there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called deadly recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona vowing to shut down Grand Canyon University, the largest Christian university in the U.S., for not disclosing the true cost of tuition, requiring students to pay for extra courses they would need to graduate. Indonesian authorities evacuating hundreds of villagers following multiple eruptions of Mount Ruang, a 2,400-foot volcano on a remote island. That volcano has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night, locals fearing that it could cause a tsunami, as it did in 1871. House Speaker Mike Johnson presented the foreign aid plan in separate bills that together adds up to about $95 billion in aid. The House expected to vote on those bills Saturday, although some Republicans have said they are not happy with them and don't plan to support them. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am sick and tired of seeing these stories about peeping Toms. These peeping Toms are disgusting. I think we probably need a more aggressive charge for people like this. I don't know if you've seen this video where there's a girl who is leaning down at Walmart. I think she's at Walmart or Target. Yeah, she's at Target trying to read or get something from a lower shelf. And you see this man crouch behind her, shove his camera under her skirt on the ground to grab a picture. Absolutely disgusting. This was in North Carolina. He was accused of taking an upskirt video of a Target customer. He does have a girlfriend, and he has been arrested because the video caught him. And in fact, there was somebody saying, "What are you doing?" There's somebody who caught him do it. and caught him on camera. His name is Thomas Ryan Elliott. He's 21 years old, was arrested at a store in Greenville after being caught crouching near a woman wearing a skirt. He is an elementary school worker. Look at the people working with our kids. Some of them. Place his cell phone on the floor. Take a video of her perineal area. Good. Glad he was arrested. And the victim said, no matter how much you try to think you're going to be prepared for it, it kind of throws you for a loop when it happens. She said she realized the suspect appeared to be suspiciously lingering near her. She said, I decided to get up and scoot over, and then at this point I was not focusing on what I was trying to buy anymore. I was more distracted by him still lingering in the area. Once she moved, the suspect crouched behind her and placed his phone under her skirt. Another person at Target filmed him when she started to believe he was following the woman around the store. Good. Good for her. So, he was detained. He denied any wrongdoing and showed the recent pictures he had on his cell phone. And it's a shame because he has a girlfriend and you see the pictures and you know, I really feel sorry for people who are dating individuals like this because it's, you know, they hide their evil. They hide their demons. And, you know, many loved ones are kind of unsuspecting. And you know, for something like this, he was released after posting $5,000 bond and had his first court appearance on Tuesday. He volunteers at Eastern Elementary School. School's not going to have him back, sounds like. They are disturbed and concerned, according to a spokesperson. And he also is goes to Open Door Church. And he was recently baptized and is a part of a church. And the church said, safety and security are of utmost importance to us. We're taking this situation extremely seriously. He is no longer permitted on our properties. Now, we have heard case after case of individuals where they would put cameras in bathrooms. There was, remember the one on the airplane? Apparently one of the flight attendants had a camera and somebody's teenage daughter went into the bathroom and got filmed. Fox News is reporting that parents have been warned after a hidden camera was in a girl's bathroom. It led to a man's possession of 294 graphic images. This was in Michigan. So Michigan authorities have issued a warning when they found this hidden camera in a girl's bedroom. Police were led to this man who allegedly held almost 300 images on his cell phone. They arrested 30-year-old Nicholas Lee. This all started, I think, last fall. It was a cell phone plug-in, and it plugged into an underage girl's bedroom. But it was actually a camera. If you saw this plugged in, you wouldn't think it was a camera. And sadly, that's how people's innocence were stolen. I don't know how he got into the bedroom. We don't have a lot of details. But, you know, people could come in. They could be, let's say, there for repair. I'm going to check the wiring. I'm going to check your outlets. And then they could put something in there. That doesn't necessarily look like a lot of cameras are hidden. Look at how Airbnbs, you got to be very, very careful when you, or even hotel rooms, where the alarm clock could be a camera. I always face the alarm clock to the wall because a lot of times the fluorescent digital LED is too bright and I can't sleep with the light, but also because there's a camera in there sometimes. There's a way to shine a light and see, but if you can't tell, now, 30-year-old man on his iPhone had gotten hundreds of graphic images. He's facing 30 counts of child pornography and held on $600,000 cash bond. So what is the psychology behind a peeping Tom? What is, you know, a part of it is the being able to get away from it. You think there's porn. Aren't they fine with all the porn sites? They could just watch porn. That's not what these peeping Toms do. That's not what drives that voyeuristic criminal element. It's the, they don't want people that know they're on camera. And I know some of these storylines, some of you will say, no, if you watch Betty in Vermont, she pretends like she's just walking into a store. No, that, look, you know, that's not what these voyeuristic people want. They want people that absolutely don't know, and they want to feel like it's kind of like, it's a form of rape where it's a control issue. And they got something of yours that a lot of people can't get. And it's this disgusting drive to be able to have access to something that other people don't, and with you not knowing. And it sadly happens. Yeah, I mean, I've been in places where you could tell the cameras can look right into the dressing room because they're up high and they could see the mirror and then see you undress. You know, I don't understand why this. I mean, I understand in dressing rooms, the room, they don't want people stealing, but you don't have privacy. And once somebody gets those pictures, they could go everywhere. And a young girl. Now I stopped doing the whole skirt and underwear thing. I wear underwear, but I wear leggings. I just because, you know, I'm kind of athletic in a way, and I used to wear skorts where it was a shirt and shorts, so that if the skirt went up, and the skirt would go up because I'd be on a seesaw or I'd be jumping and running and playing, and I hated wearing skirts, there'd be something underneath like shorts. And my mom figured out that she should put me in that because otherwise everybody would see my underwear making fun of me. And for me, when I wear skirts, a lot of times I'm wearing leggings or nylons or something. But people have been caught with cameras with you going up and down escalators. They'll pretend they drop their phone. They're all these stupid things. They'll look like they're stumbling or they're reaching over, and then they'll grab images in a second. And you wonder how people could be that disgusting, but they are. And it doesn't have to be those who are attractive. They just don't care. And it's sick, and I really think the charges should... I know somebody is going to speak out saying, well, like that idiot when it came to pedophilia, we shouldn't harm them. We should understand that they have an illness. No, you keep them away from kids. If they're a pedophiliac, you keep them away from kids. That's rape. The child can't consent. No. I'm not going to give them any excuse or any out. And same thing with this voyeuristic stuff. You're not getting consent when you're a peeping Tom. If you're not getting consent and there's something of a sexual nature happening, as far as I'm concerned, that's a felony. And it's a form of rape. So stop it. It's 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've reviewed some of the things to look for. Check behind curtains. Check all the plug-ins, because these things oftentimes do need batteries. Look at all the counters. Check around the toilet. You know, if you have a family member going into a bathroom, there's a way you could kind of screen out. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here.
Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one trick of the trade for people to look as young as they look longer term is fat. Either they have fat or they have fat injected into their face. And it has been used very commonly now in cosmetic settings because they found that people who lose weight, they start to look more aged. They may get more wrinkles. And Botox can only do so much for so long that there's been fat transfers, fillers, and other things to make the face more plump. Well, as a result of stars going crazy over Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound for weight loss, we're starting to see something coined, quote-unquote, Ozempic face. And Ozempic face is basically the gaunt-looking, sunken look. I can't, I don't have elements of it because I haven't been losing the weight, but where your face starts to look more, you know, sunk in. And it's not a healthy look. Okay, losing weight, slimming down, and having a nice cut, you know, nice jawline and neckline, that's one thing. But looking like you're starving, you know, looking like you're somebody who has been, you know, imprisoned for years and not eaten, it's not a good look. And the body does that. In fact, it's not just how you look, but there's an air about you. There's a signal that other people get. In humans, I really want to study this more because I think it's fascinating. But humans sense other things going on with other humans. Like this whole pheromone thing where you know if somebody is in heat because you could smell them and you could smell those pheromones and you know, right? You know when somebody's sick. Just get that feeling. You know when somebody, you get that sixth sense, that spidey sense, that hair on the back of your neck kind of straighten up when you know you're around somebody who could cause you harm. You have, when you are ill, like hepatitis. Hepatitis could be spread among individuals. Well, what does your body do to warn other people? You look yellow. If you are yellow, it kind of tells other people, slow down. This person is ill, or this person's liver is failing. Step back, let them get better, or you might end up getting this. Chickenpox, other rashes, viral illnesses come with a rash. When your kid is sick, oftentimes there'll be more of a rash than any other symptom. Why? Well, that's nature's way of warning everybody that the child's sick, because the child can't say, hi, I'm sick. You know, the child cries. If the child's a crier, how else do you know? Well, they're warm, or they have a look to them. Same thing with the eyes. Pink eye usually is a virus. There's bacterial conjunctivitis, there's allergic conjunctivitis, but when both eyes get red and swollen and goopy, it's again a sign to others that you're ill. So when you see somebody who looks sunken, who looks, you know, you're going to start to get this feeling that they're not well. And I've been asked about this. People have said, look, I'm worried about my family member. They don't look right. And that instinct is one of our most strongest. Now, I know some people don't believe that whole sixth sense thing. I do. Because I've diagnosed patients. I'm like, I don't think that's your color. You look different. Something's up. You look gray. Gray? I've never met you, but you look gray. I diagnosed somebody in diabetic ketoacidosis. He walked in. He was a family member of one of my patients. I'm like, you don't look right. So not looking right can oftentimes imply there's something going on. So I am a fan of people losing weight. I am a fan of people using these GLP-1 agonists to control their diabetes. And if they are at risk for heart disease, diabetes, some severe illnesses, to use the medication as an adjunct or a tool to their dieting regimen. But what people are doing with it, I really sincerely think, is hurting them. And 60 pounds of weight lost in 2 months, that's frightening to me. And maybe that's why we're seeing Ozempic face, because the body is starving. Somebody who loses weight but is not starving and is well nourished will not look gauntly, will not have odd, won't give off those odd vibes. Your body was never designed to lose 60 pounds that quickly or 50 pounds that quickly. If so, you're going to rebound right back. And when you hear of some of the side effects some of these people are having, I said the side effect might not be, oh, the medicine's making you nauseous. It could be you're already going through the changes in your liver, your kidneys, your pancreas, your gallbladder, and that's why you're starting to feel nauseous. So when you look at stars who have been honest about their Ozempic use, I don't know if Scott Disick is on it, but he looks pretty gaunt. Jessica Simpson, Sharon Osbourne had talked about how she lost too much weight. John Goodman. And it's a look that almost resembles somebody who looks like they have cancer. And the reason why, you know, people are linking this Ozempic face to that is because with cancer, you lose the weight rapidly. Okay, diabetes, you lose the weight rapidly. Rapid weight loss does not always mean good. So how can you avoid Ozempic face? How can you avoid the side effects? Well, like I've always said, what these medicines are designed to do is when you set in your mind, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to eat vegetables, I'm going to eat fish, I'm going to work out every day, but I need a little bit of help because I'm going to get some cravings and I don't want to eat too much. There comes in these GLP-1 agonists, these weight loss drugs, to help you stave off, and they give you that little extra need. Unfortunately, what people are doing is they're going to this medicine saying, you take over. Jesus, take the wheel. I don't want to eat, so just keep injecting me. Some people are using it twice a week. Inject me, and I won't eat. That's not healthy. You got to get your vegetables in. You got to eat your fish. You have to have a plan. And you also have to have a plan when the medicine runs out or when the medicine wears off or when you can't afford it or if you have a side effect. And so lose the weight slowly and methodically. Rapid weight loss, mind you, if you're about to have a heart attack in 2 months, I get why there might be some urgency. But if you have been this weight for years, you need to slow and steady wins the race. You know, I wouldn't lose more than 10 pounds a month. That might be pretty quick for your body. And then you get the sagging. Then you get the looks. Your body might not respond to it that well. Now, if it turns out you've been gaining weight because you've been drinking a lot of alcohol and you stop the alcohol, well, then great. But if you're starving yourself and not eating, it's not going to be lifelong weight loss. So methodical. You know, a lot of people, apparently it comes in point, like Ozempic comes in 0.25, then 0.5, then there's one, there's three. Some people are just jumping straight to the three. They want to be vomiting, so they never want to eat because they want to get into a bikini by June. That's not the healthiest weight loss. All right? Becoming really skinny really fast makes you look gaunt, makes you look unwell. Everybody's going to say, wow, look how skinny you look. But if your boobs are drooping, your arms are sagging, that you're not going to look the way you need to in a bathing suit. When you lose the weight slower and methodically, you are able to snap back, you know, and you have more elasticity in your skin. It's so important, and a lot of people forget that. So remember, don't go on these medications and let them just take over the wheel. Use them as a minor adjunct to your weight loss plan, and the weight will stay off longer. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.